This next story takes us back in time and forward again because we're going to London's Billingsgate Fish Market. Its history stretches back nearly 700 years. At one stage, it was the biggest fish market in the world, an evil-smelling place full of rough men, as one Victorian writer put it. The market is in London's Docklands by the River Thames, although it's changed locations a couple of times over the years and is now a lot cleaner than it used to be. NPR's Philip Reeves just visited Billingsgate and found it simmering with anger.
We say IH Cox 20 sprats, J. Bennett Jr. 5.
Roger Barton has worked in Billingsgate for half a century. When he talks about the market, he still sounds as excited as a schoolboy.
When you get all the foreign fish, you get parrotfish, flying fish, carp, pike, freshwater, seawater, sea trout, fresh salmon out of Scotland. If it's in season, you will get it in Billingsgate Fish Market.
It's before dawn. Outside, London's engulfed in silence. The skyscrapers that house the city's financial giants are empty. The market's a pool of light amid the gloom. Barton is behind his stall in a straw boater and a white coat.
Thank you very much and God bless you. How much? 150.
His fish are selling fast.
It's a hard living because you have no social life. I've lost two wives, good women, women that really that I should have stayed with, but I was married to the business. You're married to the job and you're half married to some of the guys.
There are other drawbacks.
If you wait in a bus queue or you're in a train where it's warm or in the bank, people go, can you smell fish? I say, I see him over there.
This is where some of London's finest restaurants buy their fish. There are still stores in Britain that only sell fish. Some of their owners, fishmongers as they're called, travel hundreds of miles to buy their stocks here. A mountain of fish passes through Billingsgate every day, often to be ruined, says Barton, in Britain's kitchens.
British people have never been a fish-eating nation, and they don't even know how to cook fish because they overcook it. You mustn't overcook fish. It's like squid. You only cook squid as long as you can hold your breath. The minute you let your breath out, that's when you take the squid out of the pan. And it won't eat rubbery. It'll eat lovely. It's got a lovely texture to it.
Roger Barton sounds like a happy man. Yet Billingsgate is not a happy place. 140 porters work here. They move through the aisles, weathered-looking men in white smocks, pushing trolleys stacked with boxes full of fish packed in ice. Under a law from Victorian times, each must hold a licence. That's the problem, says Billingsgate fish merchant Mohammed Ayoub.
What we need is a modern market. The practices are outdated.
Ayoub wants the licensing system scrapped. He says his stall's losing money because porters' wages are too high. He says it costs his business $60,000 a year to hire one porter. The porters are all union members. Ayoub says they won't permit him to use unlicensed porters or to deliver the fish himself.
They will come in, stand in front of you, and it'll be impossible to move the trolley. I mean, if you get a guy standing there, then another behind you and all that, and it won't be allowed.
Change is underway. City officials are preparing to get rid of the licensing system. They say it's obsolete and restricts freedom of employment. Billingsgate is crackling with tension.
I mean, we've got a porter walking past us, right? I mean, they're all looking at us. You're interviewing me. They don't know what's going on. And it's worrying them.
In a market cafe, breakfast is served. Brian Holmes has been a Billingsgate fish porter for 23 years.
If you spend any time down here, you will find that, well, it's more a family, which is being destroyed by what's taking place at this moment in time.
Holmes says fish porters work unsocial hours, they know their clients and their needs, and are not, in fact, particularly well paid. He says they're also a precious part of history that should be preserved.
It's like doing away with the beef eaters at the Tower of London. I mean, to do away with the fish porter of Billingsgate is doing away with a whole heritage part of London.
Is it wrong for ordinary working people to aspire to something better?
Dave Turnbull's an official with Unite, the trade union to which the porters belong. The union's fighting the changes. It says 20,000 people have signed a petition supporting the porters. Turnbull believes London's history doesn't only belong to the rich and famous.
It's not just about kings and queens and generals and people who get statues made to them. It is about ordinary working people providing a service to the restaurants that make this a great city, and expecting some reward and recognition for doing it.
The red mullet, £7.
As he fields phone calls from his customers and boxes of fish fly off his shelves, Roger Barton's well aware of the ill feeling gripping the market he loves. No matter how this dispute resolves itself, he thinks this ancient London market will pull through.
Yes, it's going through a tough period. We'll get over that. It'll change. And we'll go on, and Billingsgate will go on. And Billingsgate will be here when I'm dead and gone.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.